in charge here? Have you ever asked that question? It's usually when things aren't going that great. I think we've all voiced it at some point or another, and maybe it was voiced at a high volume with much passion. Expectations aren't being met, or chaos is breaking out as a result of someone not doing their job or someone doing a bad job. When this happens, we want to know who's in charge, who's running the ship. We're about to sink over here, so could someone step up and make some good decisions on our behalf? While the world around us may be in chaos, I felt like we needed a reminder today of who holds all things, who's really in charge. To answer that question, I went to the words of Jesus in John chapter 19 as Pilate questioned him before he was crucified. This was a moment that many thought all was lost, but on the contrary, God had a plan. John 19, 10 and 11. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said. "Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." Did you catch that? You don't have a shred of power or authority over me except what has been given to you. Do you know what that means for us? It's a reminder that God is the authority. God is in control. He holds all things in his hands. Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it." You don't have to believe it, but the very God you may deny in this moment holds you in his hands. God is over all because he created it all. He's in charge, and no authority in any place on the face of this earth has any power that hasn't been given to him. While the very real headlines, images, and heartache of the day bring a heaviness to our hearts we were never meant to carry, we can find rest as we lay all our burdens down and remember who's in charge. Matthew 11, 28 and 30. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You were never meant to carry the weight of this world. You're not able. Come under the yoke and leadership of the one who holds the world in his hands. He's the one who's really in charge, because I believe my soul finds rest. That's the truth. If your heart is weary and burdened, trade that in for rest. Knowing who's in charge makes all the difference. I'm Lori Klein.